This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Milwaukee is saying goodbye to one of its prominent and outspoken faith leaders. For the past 10 years, Steve Jerby has been senior pastor at All People's Church on 2nd and Center.
He stood out as a white man leading a predominantly black congregation. He also became known for his passionate pursuit of racial and social justice.
This Sunday, for the first time in a decade, the congregation will gather without Jerby because he's moving to California to take a position with a church there.
WUWM race and ethnicity reporter Aisha Turner attended a couple of Jerby's final sermons in Milwaukee. She also sat down with him to reflect on his time here and the fight for justice that's at the center of his faith.
It's a Sunday morning at All People's Church. Pastor Steve Jerby, who goes by Pastor Steve, takes to the altar.
Special word of greeting to any visitors that are with us. A reminder, if you've got cell phones or tablets or other devices, to keep those powered on. You might hear something you want to tweet, see something you want to Instagram. You can go ahead and check in on Facebook. Let folks know that you are in church on this Sunday morning.
Pastor Steve rocks black canvas sandals and short sleeves that don't even attempt to conceal his tattoos. His Sunday sermon evokes the sound of protest.
Si se puede, si se puede, si se puede! When worker rights are under attack, what do we do? Stand up, fight back!
He's made the fight for police reform, for racial equity, even for food justice a central part of his ministry.
Black lives matter! Words are powerful. Words have meaning.
Steve Jerby has been the senior pastor of All People's Church for 10 years. And now, he and his family are accepting a new call with a congregation outside of Los Angeles. At his final service on August 6th, a packed crowd at All People's lifted up their prayers.
Go wherever God sends you, because you are a blessing upon the earth, and everyone needs to experience your love.
Unlike many churches, the crowd was diverse. All People's is made up of about 60% African Americans, 30% white people, and 10% Latinos. The building that houses it was erected in 1906 as Epiphany Lutheran. By the 80s, that original church faded under white flight.
And so All People's was the resurrected church in this place, and it made a firm commitment to be rooted in the Harambe neighborhood.
The church remained Lutheran, and that commitment to the neighborhood is part of what drew Pastor Steve to All People's 10 years ago. It was a reflection of the values he had learned growing up. His dad is a pastor and a former member of the Rainbow Coalition. He protested the Democratic National Convention in Chicago back in 1968.
And he was down there, and he got his head busted open by the police there.
Yet, the take-it-to-the-streets attitude that would define Pastor Steve's reputation in Milwaukee wouldn't come until college, during the battle in Seattle. In 1999, members of the World Trade Organization had convened in Seattle, Washington. The meeting drew thousands of protesters concerned about the environmental hazards and rising inequality brought on by globalization.
Hearing the stories coming out of that helped me kind of reframe what, you know, growing up were just kind of like liberal ideals, but what it actually meant to put those in practice.
By the time he was in seminary, protests and politics would be key elements of Pastor Steve's faith.
It was actually a WTO protest in seminary where I first wore my collar to a rally.
As Pastor Steve's activism grew, so did his interest in Milwaukee.
I was living in the Twin Cities. Milwaukee had this great reputation in the Lutheran realm for innovative urban ministry.
For instance, the Lutheran Synod had a big hand in forming MICA, the interfaith group committed to addressing issues such as education, housing, and drug abuse. Pastor Steve landed at All People's in 2007. The church would push him far beyond what he could have imagined. In May of 2012, 13-year-old Darius Simmons was gunned down by John Henry Spooner, his 75-year-old white neighbor. Darius had spent his summers working in the church's community garden. His mother was a member of All People's. She was standing on her doorstep when her son was killed.
So, because she was an eyewitness to the murder, standard protocol calls for her to be isolated from the scene and investigated as quickly as possible. And the way that they did that was in the back of a squad car while her baby boy bleeds out on the street.
This outraged the community.
And there were hearings, and Fire and Police Commission did a review of it. And ultimately, there was a non-apology given that while it may be perceived as insensitive, no rules were broken. And so, you know, the lack of humanity in that moment for how Patricia was treated, I think, and because of her connection to the church, because of her family's involvement in the church, we had to, as part of the pastoral care in that moment, be involved in the police community conversation.
Pastor Steve joined protests and even called for the resignation of Police Chief Edward Flynn. Then, in 2014, he was pushed further. A police officer killed Dontre Hamilton in Red Arrow Park. Dontre was shot 14 times. Pastor Steve could be found shouting Black Lives Matter side by side with the Hamilton family. On Pastor Steve's final Sunday in Milwaukee, Dontre's brother, Nate Hamilton, sat in the pews.
He said he often drew strength from Pastor Steve.
Yeah, it's been amazing to not just my family, but all families that he came in contact with.
In that final sermon, Pastor Steve spoke of providence.
Providence is what tells us I can do all things through him who strengthens me. When I think about the ministry that we have done together in this place, it has been a ministry of providence. There have been some dark times for our community. There have been times when it seemed like the enemy was going to win.
He also celebrated the joys of those years.
We have had great celebrations in worship. We have had great victories in this work. We have stood side by side in the struggle for liberation and justice.
He recalled the church working to expand a local meal program and hosting summer camps to help young people find their purpose. In order to reach the victories, the church had to work together with the community and even rely on international partnerships to sustain momentum. All Peoples is connected to a congregation called the Heroes of Faith in El Salvador.
And the pastor there, Santiago, has been an incredible encouragement and support to me in my time here. Even though my Spanish is terrible and his English is as good as my Spanish. And yet, when gang violence hits his community, I know what it is to minister to parents who have lost children to violence. And so we have this deep connection and this prayerful commitment to one another. That, you know, language barriers can be brushed aside because the connection of faith and brotherhood is so strong between us.
The pastors have visited each other a handful of times. Mostly, they offer prayer and guidance via Facebook, sending messages in the middle of the night.
And then we pray that Google Translate does a decent job. So.
And folks are looking this congregation.
As for the work Pastor Steve and his parishioners have done together, he expects it will linger.
Folks will wonder, will all people still be known as a visible sign of God's providence in the world? I am confident that you will continue to answer that call.
He asked the congregation, do you even know the power that is in this place?
This is not a church that is afraid of hard things. This is not a community that will let the forces of the enemy conquer us. That this is a community that stands firm on the promise of justice and peace. We're going to be servants of our neighbors, to get down and wash the stankiest feet that are out there, to do whatever it takes to make sure that the gospel love that we know in this place gets declared on every corner where we go to. And we can do all things through the one who strengthens us, Jesus Christ. And that's our witness.
This summer, Pastor Steve will head west to lead the congregation at Bethel Encino Elka outside of Los Angeles. It's a church that's looking to take its outreach and charity work to the next level of justice and advocacy. He hopes to help them along in that journey. For WUWM, I'm Aisha Turner.
You can read more about this story at WUWM.com.
Race and ethnicity reporting supported by The Doman Company.